Have you ever pooped so hard that you broke a sweat? Let's start the show. Welcome, welcome to Wallace Podcast. What is today? January
10th.
10th? It's the 10th. The other voice that you just heard from the beyond is God. No, it's actually a special guest today, Josh. Should I say your last name for legal reasons?
Yeah, right,
this is Josh Corbin, everyone. I mentioned him earlier. Shows back. Hi.
Hey, I'm glad that you drugged me out of the house into this cold room.
Yeah. Get away from the kid for a little bit.
Yeah. Feeling a lot better, a little, you know.
I won't say
that. Still feeling a little under the weather.
I wasn't talking about the baby. So Josh is here, and we're going to talk. Well, tell people about yourself, Josh. The three people that listen to this wonderful show.
Well, I'm, 6 foot, 200, Capricorn. I'm just joking. I'm not a Capricorn, I'm a Leo. But
I don't think they really care.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never...
I'm a Cancer. I got the pussy.
One thing I was just always grateful for is not being a Capricorn. Could you imagine saying that to people?
I don't know what a Capricorn is.
Me neither. Well, it's a sign, isn't it?
I think so. Now they said they tried to change the signs up in different dates.
Yeah, but I see that every year, and I just always think it's bullshit.
At least you aren't a crab and a deadly disease.
Yeah, true. True.
It's pretty bad. But yeah, what brings you here tonight?
Well, we're gonna tell your listeners all, what, four of them?
Three, but four is being generous. We'll go with four.
About the podcast we're going to be starting here soon called This Can't Be Real.
What? We're doing a podcast? Together?
Well, yeah. You kind of forced me into it. No.
It's not true at all.
But, yeah, it's going to be a podcast just, you know, about everything. Shooting shit, smoking pot, drinking beer. You know, not just stupid shit, though. Like, most people talk about, but you know, just what's going on.
I mean, isn't technically what everyone talks about stupid shit nowadays?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's getting really bad. I hate talking to a lot of people anymore.
You know, just watching mediocre people that think that, you know, they're they can do the news, like CNN. But
yeah, I don't really get into the whole CNN thing, fake news and everything.
Yeah, alright, we'll leave it go because I forgot.
Yeah. So, I don't want to voice too.
We don't want to be too offensive after I just called a vegetarian vegan a bitch yesterday, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't trust somebody that don't eat meat.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we got a show. You excited?
Yeah, I mean, once we get it all going and then place the heat, like. In case you guys don't know, can I say your name?
I mean, call
Mike
me,
V.
Call me Captain Planet. See, you said my name. They don't know my name.
I know. Well, they still don't technically know your name because your name's not
Go
Mike
ahead.
V.
Go ahead.
It all comes from, we had a friend, Mike H. And then there was Mike V. And it was just, every time I said Mike, they both look. It's like.
We always needed a Mike I.
Yeah.
And we could have had.
Never found one.
Nope.
Yo, we said some dumb shit. Like, we would spell H in the one guy's name. It wasn't just the letter H, we would spell it.
Dude, like, we took the letter H and we gave it a spelling. Like, we gave it actual letters. It was A-I-T-C-H, like H.
Yeah, because, little backstory about this whole podcast and how it even is getting started is me and Mike V. Wallace to you. Captain Planet. Yeah, and then he wants to talk about vegans, right? But we go back like years and years ago, and we want to tell him a story about how we really like one of the earliest memories of me with you.
No, because they're all. I have a select fan base. I don't know their morale. I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
All right, we're
we'll gonna, save that for be, this can't be real.
We're gonna be back in a second. All right. Does everybody know what time it is? It's time for the news.
Woo!
You didn't have to be that exciting.
Yeah. That's the pun of it. That's the most excited I've been in weeks, bro.
You don't smile much.
I was pretty sick.
In the news for today, immigration agents target 7-Eleven stores across the United States of America to find illegal immigrants and ask all the managers for their paperwork. So they went all across America. They hit 98 stores in 17 states, from California to Florida, totaling in 21 arrests, with seven of them coming out of LA, Los Angeles. Seven of the 21 arrests came out of Los Angeles, which was the most in one city.
But that's not even that many arrests.
No, and it wouldn't be that hard, because...
Like, you would think, like, they were expecting a lot more.
My thing is, why the
Trump's stuff? America, people.
Hey, come on.
I know.
My question is, why 7-Eleven stores?
I know, there's...
I can get where the confusion would come in for Trump, because the whole Indian people running 7-Eleven.
It's because Mexicans. People think they're Muslims.
No, I was going to say, he probably thought they were Mexicans.
No. I mean,
and to be fair to the owners, how do you know that you're really hiring Mexican? You know, you might just think it's your cousin without the mustache.
That sounded
funny
pretty racist. I didn't mean like not all Mexicans don't have papers. I meant like we smoked and I just drew a blank there.
We love all.
Yeah.
All people with papers.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing your fan base is probably conservative, by the way.
I don't know. There's three of them. I don't know what they stand by.
I'll tell you what, though. I love 7-Elevens. They are the best, grossest place you can ever go to.
The best gas station food I've ever had in my life. And I can say that.
And it's gross.
When I worked in retail, there was one down by us and in Limerick. And that would be where I went for lunch every day.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, the bacon wrapped hot dogs. Yeah, anyway, with this being said, immigration, Trump, but I know we weren't going to touch that too far, but immigration.
Yeah, I mean,
Trump,
we'll save that for this game.
Yeah, the better podcast.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. But just to touch base on it real quick, the immigration laws, I mean, how do you feel about this? What's your stand on that?
I mean, if you're here legally, I mean, yeah. I mean, when it comes, like, the Dreamers, like, I think that should have been left alone. I mean, I guess it did then.
My argument
should have never even been touched.
The country was built on immigration.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that 100%.
There's a process, you know, it's not, we're not rebuilding a nation or building a nation. Mm-hmm. You know, we're an established nation. And I think everyone has the right to be here. I do believe that everyone should have to go through a process. And just because... You know, and I think all the if everyone would go through a process, that would...
Wait, you're talking about immigration or illegal immigrants?
Illegal immigrants.
Okay.
You know, at least it shouldn't have to be to the point where you're trying to sneak into a country. It should have to be where I can just come up to. This is America still.
Yeah.
I believe.
Well, and it shouldn't have to do with money.
Everyone.
It shouldn't have to do with money. I understand they need people need to be documented here for crime reasons, and etc. And taxes, because, you know, we're free.
True.
And,
did you see what they did there?
They try to keep out felons.
Yeah.
They try to keep out, you know, criminals, stuff. People.
And that's why I'm saying there should be a process.
Diseases, yeah.
There should be a process.
It shouldn't have to cost money to come here.
No, I don't believe that.
I mean, to get here, I get it. You gotta pay to get here.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to pay to be here.
No. Well, moving on. But yeah, seven of the arrests came out of Los Angeles. Speaking of Los Angeles, did you hear about the mudslides?
Yeah. I think I forget the death toll exactly, but
it's an estimated
crazy
amount.
It's like everything's on fire, and then
this happened.
Too much water.
Yeah.
and just the mudslides, you know, it makes me grateful to be in Pennsylvania.
True.
Just worry about, yeah, you know, slide on ice.
Yeah, because we're...
They don't do right.
So, we just did an original segment before this recording that we're doing now, and it was a really good one, but at about 43 seconds, we looked into it and noticed that our mics weren't turned on, so...
Yeah.
So now we're just going to start over again.
And we'll try to remember it word for word.
Yes. So National Geographic's top 5 places to visit in 2018 came out. Drum roll. Number 1 was Harar, Ethiopia, and we're not going to read the other 4. And no, we're not going to go into that segment. We're going to keep going on because the power is running low.
I can't say
well.
Anything about 7-Eleven.
I mean, no, not right now. We'll save it for the outro.
Well, you said Ethiopia.
Okay, fine. So we were talking during the when we weren't recording about the 7-Eleven thing, and I just want to publicly state that I love everyone, including Mexicans and Ethiopians. It was a joke, okay? We're not Howard Stern.
Fat, black, ugly. He loves them all.
That's too
was
far.
That wrong?
That's too far.
Well, I guess it's an inside joke. But...
All right, we're running out of power and time here if you're going to kick us off. So the Golden Globes, I talked about Oprah losing a bunch of weight and how Jenny Craig went up 13% because of it, because anything that Oprah touched turns to gold, so I'm hoping that eventually she'll touch my penis. Anyway.
I had the funniest thing to say there, but it would have pushed away your,
3 listeners.
Jewish listeners.
Gosh. So America comes out when Trump's running for president, says there's no way possible that a famous TV celebrity could run for president.
Yeah.
And
do you really think she's gonna run for president?
Or for 2020.
Do you really think she will though?
I think that we're so far gone in our political process that yes.
Yeah,
because if Kanye
people
West,
were going to vote for Kid Rock.
If Kanye West, yeah, Kid Rock was going to run for Senate.
Well, everybody thought. Allegedly. The same people saying we shouldn't let Oprah get a problem with him. He's going to vote for Kid Rock.
Yeah.
But I'm not for Oprah's president. I'm for Dwayne Rock Johnson. Bring the people's elbow.
Rocky,
the UN.
Rocky.
That's a different Rock.
No, that's what they chant when he's... doing the sharpshooter. Rocky. Do you watch wrestling?
Not now, no.
Oh my goodness.
I'm
They did it back in the 90s when he was on Raw, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on. Alright, so you gotta know your wrestling.
Yeah, well I do. Don't question my wrestling.
So music. What do you wanna hear?
Well, see, you kind of put me on the spot there because there's so much.
That's the point. That's the point of live.
Yeah. Well,
live recordings.
I wanted for the original song instead of the Bad Meets Evil.
We're running out of time. Yes.
Some Redman. You said something about a song. I'm trying to name a song.
You want Redman?
Redman. The
Redman.
It's a diggy diggy doc. All
right. So coming up, we have the wonderful dynamic sounds of Redman, followed by Dido. Collins.
Dude, no one's gonna call you.
We had a bit set up, but we apparently we weren't ready.
I don't know what happened to my phone. Found it.
So if anyone wants to call in ever at any time, please feel free. That's all you're gonna do. It. That's why I got your phone now.
Oh, I thought you wanted to stop. My bad.
No, it's okay.
Am I supposed to call in?
No.
Okay, you're gonna lie to your listeners. Do you do that a lot?
So the bit was supposed to be that he has ringtone going and then we do a fake call in. Alright, moving on. Alright, and we're back. That's a beautiful show. I had fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I mean, it's late on a Wednesday night. Gotta be up early for work. There's nothing I'd rather be doing than being here
and
awake.
Right.
But no, I had a lot of fun. And, you know, this is our first podcast together, and I feel like it's just going real good. And it's only going to get better. Yeah, sentimental, dude. The bromance is real. The bromance is real. You should see how close we're sitting right now.
Mics are so tiny, we have to sit close together.
Yeah, but. But yeah, I'm just hoping your word gets out.
About
our podcast.
Which is?
Josh C and Mike V's This Can't Be Real.
It's not really called that. I mean, it's called This Can't Be Real, but we're probably...
But it's gonna... Yeah, but it's like a presents. You know, I'm trying to make it professional, dude.
I can't... I'm ecstatic.
Orthodox Jew. You can't see what he looks like, but...
Are we doing this?
He's an accountant.
Are we saying
that? No.
I was live.
But yeah, I'm live. This is what's going to be happening, dude. Put your cigarette out all the way.
It's going to be fun.
I don't care if it's your ashtray. That bothers me.
You didn't put it out. It's still going.
Sorry, guys. We,
anyway.
Smoked a little.
Of nicotine.
Yeah.
You know, cigarettes.
Dude. I thought you talked about this. I really did.
We're anti Jeff Sessions, if that's a good way to put it. Anywho.
We love weed. That's a better way to put it.
Anywho, well, I'm sorry I don't have anything to give you, because usually, like, talk show podcast, I guess they give stuff away. Joe Rogan gave stuff away.
No, Oprah gave stuff away. That's pretty much it.
Under your seat, check! There's nothing. Just
trash.
Like when you were a child.
Yeah, not just like when I was a child. But when you were a child, what got put under your seat? That was just done. Well, your bar mitzvah.
I didn't have a bar mitzvah.
They pick you up in
the I'm not Jewish.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. That was probably Seinfeld. Is that Seinfeld?
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, that was one of the best shows, man.
Oh man, too much fun.
Show about nothing. Pretty much, this can't be real and it's gonna be about nothing. But it's gonna be like that. Pretty much about nothing.
Pretty damn close.
I mean, we'll cover topics. It's not just gonna be banter like today. It's
the rough, edgy topics that no one wants to cover.
Yeah, I mean, I'm offensive. I do offend people, but I'm not. I love everyone. I really do.
That's good.
I really do.
That's good. People need
but,
to do that.
But I don't think before I speak all the time. Yeah, you know. You're acting like you're surprised.
Then we keep talking and rambling, and this was supposed to be a 2-minute thing, and we're on 3 minutes already.
Really? You didn't tell me that.
No, it doesn't matter. It's fine. No one's listening.
All right, I'll be quiet, guys.
It's
end your show.
It's 10, almost 10:30 on a Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.
No one's listening. Are you gonna see the new Avengers movie?
Is the poop shit in the woods? I don't know.
I never understood that.
I don't think that's actually. I think they say there's a bear shit in the woods. I think it's the real thing. I don't know where I got that. Maybe Family Guy.
I just shit wherever I can. I'm shitting right now.
Yeah.
Well,
that's kind of weird though.
It's been fun.
I feel like I have to shit, so it's not weird
anyway. Thank you for coming on, Josh Corbin, everyone.
Brown, thanks for having me, and just listen to us.
Yeah, check out This Can't Be Real. It's gonna be fun. What do we want to send them off with, music wise?
I'm feeling something, you know, old and different. Maybe some
Simon and Garfunkel.
No, not something quite that dumb. Not dumb. I don't even know any songs by them. I'm thinking Little Richard.
Little Richard?
Little Richard.
Alright. We're gonna play Little Richard, and I'll end you off with some Benny. Cheerio, mates.
See ya.
Hasta mañana.